Welcome back to the Press Box as we continue our daily countdown to Derby 151, coming fast and furious. As always, my host, Dave Fuzzy Baker, or goes by his alias in most cases, the Hall of Famer.
Gene thinks it's not just our countdown. It's McLean's countdown to Derby 151, and it's brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. All right, Gene, everybody's got a dream. Everybody that runs in this race or wants to run in this race, they've got a dream. And this year in this race, we've got an American dream.
We do, Buzzy Baker, we do. And, you know, it's this is a horse that won the Virginia Derby and is now, which Churchill Downs now owns Colonial Downs. They asked for, got some race days in early part of the year to host the Virginia Derby. The Virginia Derby now a stepping stone to the Kentucky Derby. And this horse, American Promise, comes in off a victory in the Virginia Derby for none other than trainer D. Wayne Lucas. You know, probably no better, recognized name in the game today than the legendary coach D. Wayne Lucas. He's won 20 Breeders' Cup races, 5 Eclipse Awards for his accomplishments. His horses have won 25 year-end Eclipse Awards. And, you know, not only is a Hall of Famer in the thoroughbred industry, but a Hall of Famer in the American Quarter Horse Hall of Fame, yep, which he was inducted in 2007. You know, an amazing list of accomplishments for D. Wayne Lucas.
And for people that don't know, he can get by on less sleep than anybody I've ever known. But because I can promise you, and you said it best yesterday, but before the lights come on, he's not only at the track, but he's on his pony.
On his pony, sitting in that gap that goes the end of the first turn, come rain or shine. He'll be out there. If it's raining, he'll have his raincoat on, and he'll be sitting on that pony watching his horses go around the track. A track, nonetheless, that he's won 4 previous Kentucky Derbies. He won it in 1988. 1995, 1996, and 1999. He won the Derby with 1 of 3 fillies to have won,
yep,
the Derby with Winnie Cullis. So a man who has a lot of accomplishments under his belt and has a depth of knowledge on how to get one ready for a classic race, including the Kentucky Derby. And, you know, this is going to be a horse, Buzzy, that's going to be an outsider. He's going to be huge odds. Despite the win in the Virginia Derby, you know, he's raced 9 times total. He's won twice, second once, third once. But, you know, a lot of things can happen. And look at this pedigree. By Justify,
okay,
out of the Tappet mare, Tapella.
Wow.
I mean, this is a pedigree. Tapella raced 8 times herself, 2 wins, 2 seconds, a third. Yeah, never did get a stakes win under her belt for Todd Pletcher, but ran 4th in the Conley Stakes, a Grade 3 event back in 2017. But, you know, a pedigree that that speaks classic in terms of Justify, one of the top stallions in the game today, and a Triple Crown winner in his own right.
Absolutely. So what has to happen? How does this race need to play out for American Promise to have a shot?
Well, that's a great question, Buzzy. You know, this horse is going to be at least a stalker up to a closer. In the Virginia Derby, he stalked the pace, and he just drew off easily to win by nearly 8 lengths in that particular race as a long shot at 7.5 to 1 odds. It was a fast track that day, and he did beat, the prohibited favorite, Getaway Carr, who has now been declared from the Derby considerations. a shipper into Virginia from California for trainer Bob Baffert. Getaway car made the lead that day, but just spit the bit. And at the top of the turn, American Promise just drew off under jockey Nick Juarez, a regular rider down in the Florida circuit. But, you know, this horse, you know, Buzzy, I mean, he, you know, I'm going back to his profile. He ran fifth in the Risen Star, the grade two, down at the fairgrounds. He ran behind and got beat multiple lengths by Magnitude. Built was in that race as well. We've talked about Built. We've talked Magnitude we have not talked about because he came down with an injury after that massive, nearly 10-length win in the Risen Star, and is going to get some extended time off. But he also ran seventh in the Southwest, a grade three over at Oaklawn. You know, he was behind in that race. Not only the winner, Speed King, but also Sandman, who comes in off a big win, Tiztastic. The Sandman won over at Oaklawn in the Arkansas Derby. Tiztastic, big winner in the Louisiana Derby. Both of those finished ahead of American Promise, who had some traffic issues. He did edge out Publisher in that race, though, at Oaklawn in the Southwest Stakes. And in the race before, he broke his maiden at Oaklawn, and he beat Publisher in that one. Publisher, you know, is the horse that ran so well down in the Louisiana Derby to run second and get his name in the consideration for as a maiden for this year's Derby.
I don't have a chart in front of me or anything, but it sounds like that American Promise could be the most experienced horse in this field. In terms of starts.
Yeah. You know, Buzzy, he's like many of Dwayne Lucas's horses, he gets a lot of starts. Now, that being said, he's been off and will be off since March the 15th. So he's going to have a really an extended time off going into the Derby. You know, it'll be a month this week for him being away from the races. And so we still got another couple of weeks, so it'll be a six-week kind of layoff for him going into the Derby. So he's going to have a lot of work under his belt since that win on the 15th of March. Buzzy, I'm looking at American Promise's work schedule since he had that race. At Virginia and Colonial, March the 15th. Let's go to his works. He came back and worked 10 days later, going 5 furlongs at Oakland Park and went fast, went in 59 and change. He comes back on April the 1st. He goes 59 and change at Oakland Park. And then he comes back a week later at Oakland Park on the 9th of April and goes 59 and change. Both of those last two works were the bullet works of the day. So he's working very, very well for trainer Dwayne Lucas, who's never been one to, so to speak, pardon the jargon, spare the rod. You know, he keeps going at it. And if the horse is man enough to take it, then he just keeps plowing ahead. The thing is it took him 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, six races to break his maiden. And that in itself, you know, when he broke his maiden, he beat Publisher that day. He was wearing blinkers. And I'm going to check right now to see if he had worn blinkers before that win, Buzzy. So
I'm going to say no.
American Promise did wear blinkers the race before, which was his maiden special. He ran fourth in that race. He did have the blinkers on that day as well. So
he,
you know,
he just got used to the blinkers in that race, and then they paid off when he broke the maiden.
Well, anyway, he's an improving horse. The work schedule indicates that he's doing very well. He's a stalker type. You can look for him to be hopefully in the first flight of horses. You know, it's just the win over in Virginia, you know, you question who he beat that day, and by virtue of his the length of the wins in that particular race, Buzzy being almost 8 lengths, you really have to question, you know, what ran behind him. Render Judgment was in that race and ran second. You just wonder, what was behind him that day.
I count nothing against a horse like that, because the horse can only run against those who choose to run against him.
That's correct. You're absolutely correct. Render Judgment. Buzzy, he's had some points build up for this. He's now 23rd on the money list.
Let's go.
For trainer Kenny McPeak. So, you know, he's not outside.
No, he can still get in.
Get in as well. So, you never count out Dwayne Lucas. You just can't. I mean, just when you think you've got him in a tight spot, he figures out a way to get loose and surprise you at a big number. So, you know, the coach, has got one in here. A lot of people are going to be rooting for him, now in his 80s and out there every day doing what he loves to do most and best, and that's train horses. And, you know, you just can't dismiss the horse because of it took him 6 races to break the maiden and then to get the black type win over in the Virginia Derby. So he's sitting there, Buzzman, with 55 points, 15 on the money list. He's definitely in the race, and I wouldn't be shocked to see, him in that first 5-6 horse, grouping going into and out of the first turn. I think he'll be prominently placed. Now, you know, what is the pace going to look like? I think it's going to be fast, and so, but a horse that can get himself in position normally does well in the Derby. It's not the deep closers necessarily, because of the so many horses they have to come around. It's those horses that are able to rate their speed and find the right spot in that kind of that second grouping.
Okay, so you can get this kind of analysis from Gene each and every day. It's at the PressBoxLTS.com. McLean's Countdown to Derby 151. Is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by the Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, who will we be talking about tomorrow?
Tomorrow we're going to go to Publisher and
yes.
East Avenue. We're going to do 2 of them tomorrow. But, you know, we started with Built at number 21 and worked our way all the way north here to number 15 today. So far, my 2 that I think that I'm definitely going to use in my exactas and on my pick 5 and pick 6 tickets are Luxor Cafe at number 19, coming out of Japan. Love that way that horse finished. And Grande, number 17 for the Ripoli stable, trainer Todd Pletcher. Both of these, the Japan horse may get a little of the play because of the international flavor there. The Grande will be a huge number. Not necessarily saying that they're going to win, but I'm going to be using them as long shot plays, both in my pick 5, pick 6 tickets and in my exactas. And I am going to throw in American Promise.
Let's go. All right, brother. Love you. Look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
As always, my friend, the Hall of Famer has been able to pull this nut and this nutshell into a usable format.
Stop it. Love you. See you later.
See you later, brother.
Take care.
Bye.